Hi, my name is Nathan Moran and I'm the CEO of the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council. The Cooks River, and I openly say that we love to get an alternative for that word today. The river itself has an array of culture and heritage sites stretched along from its eastern foreshores that runs into out to Botany Bay right up to back to Chullora. Aligned along the river are a number of sites, particularly campsites or midden sites as they're known, occupation sites. We've also got rock stencil art along the banks of the river as well. So that surviving here in 2017 is a great example and tribute to the old people, particularly the Gadigals, the Wongals and the Bidjigals and the Gaywiggles who presided over that area in terms of sharing that common boundary. Well, let's make no bones about it. We're talking about an area that first felt the impacts of colonisation. And it's not a good story. Australia's probably the worst story of any colonised continent on the planet Earth when it comes to race relations. From the very start, they failed to acknowledge us as human beings, claiming it as a basis and right to take and dispossess our lands, our minerals, our resources. And at the same stage, we've got to acknowledge openly shoot us, massacre us, murder us, poison us. I mean, we had biological warfare arrive in 1788 in Gadigal country. They bought smallpox in vials. And we, unfortunately, being the last penal colony on the planet Earth, faced the full brunt of it. That we've had to rely on settlers, religious people, and the very few amongst them who recorded our language, that we are even able to renew Eora language and come up with, you know, Gamrua, Bajuri, welcome, good day, in Gadigal speak, the Burrabirra creation stories. It's all down to those just one-off good stories, but mixed with a deep, hard tragedy that we've got to acknowledge that the reason that we can't converse in traditional language, the reason the traditional names of these areas is not prevailing is because of the lack of respect and the murderous atrocities that were committed against the local Eora people, Gadigals, Wongals, Gaywiggles, Bidigal people that are certainly the predominant clans of this study. I've had the beauty and pleasure of experiencing the Cooks River, playing cricket with the Redfern All Blacks, having the opportunity to go up and down the river, also at Fraser Park, with children playing soccer, to really feel the energy and the vibe of the spirit of that river is unbelievable. When you're around Gough Whitlam Park, be it Steel Park, or any of the associated areas that adjoins the river, you're feeling a beautiful power and spirit and flow to it, that you really wonder how it's been maintained and continues here in Sydney in 2017 and certainly in the last 10 years or more that I've been living around it. It's just a place of an astonishing escape, a place where, yeah, you could be anywhere other than Sydney on any river and any river creek around Australia, to be quite truthful. And really for the spiritual, for the well-being, to have that connection to the river is everything. When children are faced with, such as mine, living in concrete, very much immersed in damp, rising concrete, in very confined spaces, that can be their only experience of open air, connection to country, is getting out along the river. So the essence of what makes us different is the ability to stand here today and say that, you know, we can connect through, be it through our lineages, certainly in my cases, through my mother's lineage, back to the point of contact and beyond. But it's about that connection to a special place. The estate, the area that we were prescribed to preserve, protect and promote is intrinsically what our identity is about. So for myself as a Biripi and Thungari, you know, I must preserve and protect anything north of the Mannings, you know, south of the Maclay, extended all the way west to the Aspley Falls. And that intrinsic connection to area is what makes our identity. And I suppose that's a huge challenge for Metro Land Council, is connecting up our local Kuris, our local Guris and Murrays who may have moved from other areas, like I said, some of them have been here generations, to reconnecting with what's the local clan group of the area that they're living in, maybe going to school in, presiding in, and then what's the connected areas to those clans, the associated nation that they're in. More importantly, cultural sites of significance, cultural stories. Reconnecting kids to that is, at the end of the day, we believe vital to becoming, or allowing them to become centred young human beings, proud in who they are and feeling equal to any human being on the planet Earth.